Somebody takes it upon himself with the net to give the value of his hand to Hegdah. Now, this is different than the case we had in the previous mission. In the previous mission, we talked about a case where a person took upon himself to give the weight of his hand to Hegdah. In this case, you're not giving the weight of your hand. Instead, you're giving the value of his hand. Shaman Oso. We evaluate the person who made the netter. Kama hu shava b'yad. V'kama hu shava b'lo yad. How much is that person worth to be sold as an eved with his hands intact? And how much less is he worth to be sold as an eved without a hand? And the difference between the two, he would give to Hegdash. Now, the Mefreshim explain. We don't evaluate how much he would be worth to be sold as an eved with a hand cut off. And such an eved who's missing a hand will not be worth very much. And since we see him without his hand, people are mezalzel with such an eved and would only want to buy him for very little money. We're talking about where we're evaluating how much he'd be worth to be sold as an eved with his original master keeping the yad, keeping the use of one hand, that the person who's buying him would not have use of that one hand. But the eved is being sold with both hands intact, just one hand is being left to the original master. So such an eved is not mezuzel, is not being sold with disgrace, so therefore people would be willing to pay a fair amount of money for him. This is a chumrah that Nedarim have that Erechim does not have, meaning to say that when you say Demei Yadi Alai, you make an eder to pay the value of his hand, you have to pay the value of his hand, as opposed to if you say Erech Yadi Alai or you say Erech Yad Ploni Alai, you would not have to give any money to Hegdash at all. As by Erechim, you only give the money to Hegdash if you make an error on a part of the group on which the Neshama is Tluyavo, meaning that his life depends on it, such as the kaveh, the liver, or the rosh, that without these evarim, he would not be able to live. Only in such a case would you give the erechim to Hegdash. But if you say erech yadi alai, that a person could live without a hand, you do not have to give any money to Hegdash. B'chomer be'erechim in b'nidarim kesef. What the chomer the erechim has over nidarim? Ha'omer erech yalai umeis. Yitnu ayosha. Somebody who says, I'm taking upon myself to give my erech to Hegdash. And the person died before he had a chance to give his erechim to Hegdash. The yoshim, the people who inherit his property, would have to give the money to Hegdash. Now, we're talking about a case where the person was Amad Bidin. He went to Bezin, and Bezin was Mechayvin to give the Erechim before he died, just he didn't have a chance to give the money before he died. In such a case, the Yerushim would have to give the money. But if he was not yet Amad Bidin, in such a case, the Yerushim would not have to give the money. As we have a clown, Nova Alpeh Eina Govim in a Yerushim. A chov that is owed, that there's no star written on that chov, the Yerushim, the people who inherit the property, would not have to pay off that chov. And there's no star written on this Erechim. But if his Amad Bidin, Bezin, brought him to dinner with Machayef and the money, that's as good as a star. So therefore, in such a case, the Yerushim would have to give the money. D'mei alai umeis, lo yitnu hayorshim, she'ein damin lemeisim. As opposed to, if somebody takes upon himself to give his value to Hegdash, and he dies before he gives the money, even if he was already Amad Bidin, the Yerushim, the people who inherit his property, would not have to give his damin to Hegdash, as there are no damin lemeisim, meaning to say that once he died, we cannot evaluate him to see how much he is worth. As when a person takes upon himself to give his damin to Hegdash, he has to be evaluated to see how much he is worth. And since he was not evaluated before he died, we cannot evaluate him after he dies, as we do not evaluate people that have already died. So therefore, even though it was Amad Bidin, and it's like a milva b'shtar, the Yerushim would not have to give his damin to Hegdash. Erech yadi be'erech ragli alai. Somebody who takes upon himself to give the erech of his hand or the erech of his regal to Hegdash, he does not have to give any money to Hegdash at all. As we said before, you only pay erechin if you say that you're giving the erech of an eved that the neshama is tzuyba, that your life depends on it, as opposed to the erech of the yad or the regal that you can live without it. So therefore, you do not have to give any money to Hegdash. Erech roshi be'erech kvedi alai, no saying erech kulo. But if you say, I'm giving the erech of my rosh or my liver a lie, in such a case, since your neshama is tluya and these evarim, you cannot live without them, in such a case, you would have to give your complete erechin. As the pasuk says, erech nefashos, and we learn out from there that when you say an erechin on an eved that the neshama is tluya, but you have to give your complete erech, the full erechin for a person of your age. Zeha klal, this is the general rule. Dabar shan neshama tluya bo, no saying erech kulo. If you say an erech on a limb that the neshama is tzuyabo, not just a rosh or kaveh, any limb that the neshama is tzuyabo, in such a case, you have to give your complete erechin, the full erechin of a person of that age. Mesachat erechin perek hey mishnah gimel. Cheti erki alai. No saying cheti erko. Somebody who takes upon himself to give half of his erechin, in such a case, he would give half of his erechin. He would look in the Torah to see what are the four erechin for a person of his age, and he would give half of that. Erechet ye alai. Notice saying erech kula. But if he makes the netter like this, he says, I want to give the erech of my half. He's not saying chet the erech or half of my erechin. He's saying, I'm giving the erechin of half of my body. In such a case, he has to give the full erechin for somebody of his age. Because as we had in the Mishnah before, that when you say an erechin on a dabar ha-neshama, a tluya bone, a part of the body that the neshama is tluya bone, in such a case, you have to give the full erechin, as the pasuk says, erech nefashas. So therefore, since he said erech cheti alai, and cheti of you is a dabar ha-neshama, a tluya bone, in such a case, you have to give the complete erechin. Cheti damai alai. No saying cheti damai. Somebody who takes upon himself with a netter to give half of his value to Hegdash, he would go ahead and be evaluated to see how much he is worth to be sold as an Eved, and he would give half of that amount to Hegdash. Demei chetzi alai. No, he's saying demei kula. But if somebody makes a netter like this, that I'm giving the value of half of me, how much half of me is worth to be sold as an Eved in such a case, he would have to give his complete value, how much he is worth to be sold as an Eved, as we learn out in Nidarim from Erechin. Just like by Erechin, if you make a netter and you say, erech chetzi alai, you have to give your complete erech. So too, by Nidarim, if you say, demei chetzi alai, you have to give your complete value. Zeha klal, this is the general rule. Dabar shaneshama tluya bo, no saying erech kulo. If you make a netter, or you make an erechin on a part of your body that's a neshama, it's tluya bo, you cannot live without it. In such a case, you have to give your complete erechin. So by Nidarim also, you would give the complete damim if you said demei chetzi alai. And even if you said demei chetzi kaved alai or demei chetzi roshi alai, where you said you're going to give the value of half of your kaved or half of your rosh, that's also considered a dabar shaneshama tluya bo, and you would give the complete value of your